so cold.
Give me that blue pillow, please.
Do you want a blankie?
Oh, too
late now. And oop!
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our sectional sofa for our little program here. Okay. So we went to get your vehicle gas the other day. On the weekends, when you need gas, I go along with you and I pump it for you because I'm a real man. I take care of my woman. But you had me go inside and pay with cash. So explain this process and the thinking and why you had me do that.
I always try to pay for gas with cash because you always hear those stories about people getting their cards skimmed.
Yeah.
Especially at gas stations. Like, yeah, it's prevalent that you get your information stolen.
Prevalent is not the adjective I would go with. But you're scared of the card skimmers. And so on the times we do pay with gas, you give me your card. Yeah, with the card.
Yeah.
I like knock on the reader thingy and I try to maneuver it. Because I've seen these videos where those things just slide right off and it's like, oh, it's a fake card reader. Someone installed that unbeknownst to the retailer or whatever. So I push on it, I make sure it's not faux. But you don't know anyone in real life that is this has happened to.
No.
Correct? And this is based off one Facebook post from the West Sacramento grouper.
It seems like every 3 to 4 months there will be a post on the neighborhood Facebook group about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the specific ARCO station that we usually go to.
Right.
Yeah. Which scares me even more.
Yeah. What do you feel about the touch to pay, the thing with the little waves as the symbol and you kind of...
Oh, I love that. I always use that. I don't know if you can still get your information stolen or not.
I think that would be easier because it's all in the air, man.
Yeah.
The signals are traveling in the air. The data's in the ether, man.
But you're not physically putting your card in. You're not inserting it.
Right.
You're not tapping in your PIN.
Right.
So.
But why?
Listen, I'm not a thief. I don't know how this crime works.
But you're still frightened about your card being stolen.
Always.
Yet it's never been stolen and you don't know actually anyone who has been stolen, but a few people on the interwebs have typed that it's been stolen.
They're real people.
Yeah. Yeah. This reminds me of in the beginning of our torrid love affair, honey, you froze your credit because we got together. And it was quite the get together, if you know what I'm saying. And you were like, I don't have any credit cards. And I was like, what? And can you talk about that? Why?
Why I never had credit cards or why my credit was frozen?
Why your credit was frozen?
There was some big breach from like Experian or one of the big credit.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a giant, the biggest in history.
Yeah.
And so then for some reason I got scared, so I froze my credit.
Yeah.
And I figured I'm not doing anything with it anyway. And it was frozen for a few years.
Right. But at that point you knew someone IRL who had gotten
I knew a couple of people who had their identity stolen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a headache to try to get that taken care of for them.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to avoid anything like that.
Yeah. And so I said, well, honey, you love Target, and if you get a red Target card, 5% off our thing. So open it back up. Have you become better about it? Have you gotten more relieved since I've come into your life and brought you blissful peace and harmony with the in terms of finances or whatever, honey?
Well, I'm still paranoid.
Yeah,
I think about all the time that I should refreeze my credit because ever since I got a Target card and then we went through the whole process of buying our house.
Yeah.
So I had to have it unfrozen for that, but
yeah.
What's stopping me from freezing it again?
convenience. I listen to Leo Laporte, honey, and he has a term called breach fatigue, where everything gets hacked eventually. Your financial institution, your mortgage people, whatever. This Macy's, Safeway, and it goes on. And it's just, you're not special. Your information is out there, so
yeah.
Why get worried about it?
I definitely think about that. There are so many entities that you give your information to.
Yeah.
And it's in so many places that it could be taken.
Right.
So why worry?
Yeah.
It's either going to happen or it isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. The scariest part about this is you don't matter and neither do I. So whatever. We recently got a thing about another data breach. I don't want to go into it, but we're both associated with. We got letters in the mail, and I just said, throw it into trash, because what are you going to do?
You shrug your shoulders. Meanwhile, I'm not freaking out, but I'm wondering if I should look into it a little further.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't. also noteworthy, at the ARCO, when I went in to fill up pay with cash, my cashier's name, her name was Misty. I thought that was cool. Like, that has to be fake.
Sounds like a stripper name.
Exactly. but I think because there were some weirdos in there. So especially if you're a woman, you can make up your name. I'm Candy. I'm Desiree. Because you don't want some freak coming in there and saying, hey, Misty. Can I follow you home? Also of note, so I like the Chewy Sweet Tart Ropes. It's a fun little candy. And I buy a bag of them every once in a while from grocery outlet, bargain market, for 99 cents. The same exact bag of Sweet Tart Ropes, same flavor, same size, same everything, at ARCO/AMPM, $3.79.
Wow.
Okay. You're paying for convenience. You're paying the gas station markup.
Mm.
You're paying for Misty's college education. So the dishwasher has come into our marriage. I've got some between us recently, honey. My philosophy is that if it's 70 to 80% capacity, just start it. Just start the dishwasher.
It was like 40% capacity when you started it yesterday.
It was about 60%. But you want to wait till the very end.
I want to stuff it.
Stuff it like a sausage. You do.
Otherwise, it feels like a waste of water.
Right, right. But we do use the Energy Saver wash cycle. Or as Grandpa Curtis pronounces it, Worsh. And this is a peek into our lives. Because here's a big revelation. We've recently run out of forks twice in the past few weeks. And I'm like, I don't want that to happen. I don't want to buy more forks. We already have too many cups.
The thing is, we've run out of forks. Yeah. And yet our drawer is overflowing with forks.
Yeah.
So if we buy any more, they're not going to fit. It's quite the conundrum.
Need another fork drawer. But after we ran out of forks recently, and I was beguiled, and I just shook my head, SMH. I begin running the dishwasher at 70 to 80%, maybe 60, maybe 40, but I don't want to run out of forks. I'm like, this is 2024 and we're out here running out of forks. This is madness. This is bedlam. And then you always correct my loading. I don't load properly, right? Oh,
honey.
Well, you always correct my loading.
Yes.
So I even put even less effort into I'm like, plates up here. There's a cup down there.
I really appreciate that you and I both pitch in equally with household chores. Yeah. So I'm never going to, I don't want to correct you because I'm glad you're even doing it.
Right.
I'll just silently go in behind you and move things around a little. Is that okay with you?
Dishes in silence don't go together. I hear clang, cling, clang, cling coming from the dishwasher. I'm like, oh, I made a bad, bad, I made a
blue. You know what? I have undiagnosed OCD, so don't take it personally.
We all do, yeah.
Okay.
I don't. And if you want to go through that extra effort, more than welcome, my darling. And then the dryer. Wow. Appliance talk with Vince and Carolyn. What is your philosophy on drying clothes? So I'll say mine first. I turn it to the highest, hottest setting because I'm a real man. I don't care about my clothes. I burn it to a crisp like I do my bacon. I'm a man of extremes, and then I let it go. But you have a whole process.
I dry it on the lowest possible setting.
Right.
I want it to be just dry, just right. barely dry.
Yeah.
And then I take it out immediately.
Yeah.
And lay it out so it doesn't get wrinkly.
Yeah. And then if you do that and you forget about it or go to sleep or whatever, and then the next morning you like have a fluff routine, right?
Oh, yeah.
A refluff or
fluff the clothes.
And what is that setting or how much time?
I set it at 20 minutes ultra low. So it's just a pinch of heat.
Yeah.
Just to like refluff, get the wrinkles out again, hopefully. And
that, okay, that gets the wrinkles out.
Very important.
I think that, I wonder, which one wastes more electricity or uses more electricity, I guess, I would say. Probably mine. But we still love each other. These are the differences in life.
And I let you do you, and you let me do me. That's the secret to our marriage.
Secret is to not talk about how you operate the appliances. It's on the down low. A couple more things this weekend. So we pull up to Grocery Outlet Bargain Market, and there was a large woman in the parking lot. Take it from here, honey.
She was large, as in like 6 feet tall. She looked like a linebacker.
Wow.
She was screaming at the top of her lungs.
Yeah.
And she was carrying a giant like walking stick.
Yeah.
Swinging it around.
Yeah.
And she was yelling about somebody named Lisa, who apparently had wronged her. Lisa, you whore.
You effing whore. And she was directly behind your vehicle.
Yeah.
Like we pulled up and we didn't get out because we were scared.
We were really scared. You said lock the doors.
We were frightened. Meanwhile, there were customers walking to and fro, ignoring her. And okay, I get it. But yeah, she was directly behind us. She was yelling about Lisa. I mean,
I thought she was going to hit our car with the stick.
Yeah.
Because she was swinging that thing.
And then what would we have done? Roll down the window. Please stop. I'm sure Lisa is sorry. Although, so Lisa was a whore with her man? Maybe her ex-husband? Like, why is she upset about Lisa being a whore?
Well,
and is Lisa in some parking lot screaming about, you linebacker with the tree branch? We saw Carla, but she wasn't doing the cashier thing. She was out in the parking lot collecting carts. Okay. But she was smoking while she was doing it. So she said, yo, I got to smoke. So I'm going to get the carts right now. She didn't seem that approachable / friendly on Saturday.
Yeah. She was in a mood.
Yeah.
Which is okay. Maybe, do you, Carla.
Maybe she's upset about Lisa. And then one more thing. Another guy retired from my job. We're dropping like flies, honey. And previous gentleman retired about a month or two ago. I didn't hug him. I did give him the old light punch on the shoulder, like, good working with you, bro. But this gentleman I'm closer with. And so all week I was like, am I going to hug him? Am I not going to hug him? And this is at work, on hours, on the clock hugging. Oh, I feel like Lisa, honey. Yeah, he left early for whatever reason. He left an hour early because it was his last day. And he was like, I'm going to knock off. And I said, Brew, I love you. I miss you. It's been a fine 3 years. And I went in and I gave him a full body embrace. I hugged him man to man.
Full frontal hug.
Men aren't allowed to show emotion. Yeah. Yeah. And I was the first one. And then my other two male coworkers, they followed suit.
Dink to dink.
Oh, dear. Yes. Yes, it was. If you want to go there. That's how Lisa talks, honey. I hugged him, told him I loved him, told him I miss him. And my other two male coworkers followed suit. I was the groundbreaker. I put my heart out there.
You're breaking glass ceilings.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was nice and I enjoyed it. And I'm very fond of the man. He made work fun. And we always talked about food. And I could always try and make him laugh. And I danced like Ja Rule. And I miss him greatly. But so goes life. Is there anything more? Should we talk about Locke? We went to Locke with an E on Super Bowl Sunday.
Locke is a historical little town in California.
Yeah.
Right next to the Sacramento River, I think.
Yeah. It was a settlement for Chinese immigrants or Chinese American immigrants, based on whichever part of the Wikipedia you're reading. At its peak, honey, 1,500 people in the early 1900s. And the main street, you could walk to, you can walk from one end of it to the other end of it in under a minute. It's very small.
Yeah.
Buildings are uninhabitable. They should all be shut down. The code should come in and raise the town.
No, they should renovate it. They should bring it back to its glory, just for historical purposes, preservation.
You want some $3 million condos and a Starbucks, honey? Some of the buildings are literally leaning over.
Yeah, they look like they're about to fall over.
Yeah, and then there's not much to it. Like, there's a few stores, but they're like something like from American Pickers. We went into the tourist trap, got a few Locke t-shirts that were $15 each, and I talked them down to 2 for $28. I offered 2 for $30, and then he said, no, I offered 2 for $25. And then he said, how about 2 for $28? Costs are going up. I said, yeah. Thanks, Joe Biden. But he was an Asian man, and then that was the only Asian man we saw. So it's like, it has a history, but they're just kind of mining it for tourism gold now. It's a Chinese American heritage. But it was cool.
Yeah, I'm glad we went.
Yeah. And there's houses there. There's not much to it, but then we wandered off into like where there's dwellings and domiciles and houses. And like, I was fascinated.
Yeah. I don't know who lives there. What do they do?
Yeah.
What's your history?
How much is rent? How much is your mortgage? What's the property value? But it's super cool. I'm glad we went. And then we came back and we watched the Super Bowl and the Chiefs won. And who cares? All right. What was your favorite ad? Just kidding, honey. Alrighty. Are we done, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. We're done. Bye-bye.
And oops.
Okay, breaking news, prepare to be exposed, honey. Tell us about your latest travails with the dryer and your seemingly foolproof, perfect way of drying your clothes.
My clothes were not quite dry when the cycle finished.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just restarted it for an additional 20 minutes.
Yeah. So you want to bring them up to not dry, but just like 3% moisture. You want to do the least damage to them.
Yeah, I want them to be in for the shortest amount of time at the lowest amount of heat.
Yeah,
and sometimes I have to do extra because that doesn't quite cut it.
Yeah,
but I'm still a good person.
I get it, because the female is delicate. Your clothes are precious and gentle.
My hoodies and leggings.
Put them on the gentle cycle. But yeah, sometimes it results in wet clothes and then you got to start another cycle. And then if you leave it in overnight, then there's another cycle. I think you're the energy waster, honey. I think that's what's going on here. So today I made us some eggs. We ate some of the
kielbasa,
that we got from Debbie, who mistakenly was delivered kielbasa. But we chopped it up. It was mad bussin'. It's spicy Polish kielbasa.
So good and juicy.
Yeah, it was super yummy. But I made us some eggs, as I normally do on the weekends. And then the egg carton was done. Emptied out the egg carton. And I put the eggshells back in the carton. And then I threw them in the recycling. And you had a problem with that.
Why would you put eggshells in the recycling bin? Why didn't you dump them in the trash and then put the carton in the recycle?
That was my initial play, my initial thought. But then I just thought they look so nice and comfortable and rested in the perfect egg carton. Isn't recycling, you put banana peels in there and you do apple skins compost pile. That's very similar to recycling. You're recycling the earth, darling.
Technically, yeah.
It could have gone either way, but.
So you're putting food scraps in the recycling. Meanwhile, I'm rinsing out the tomato can.
Yeah.
The tomato jar before I put it in the recycling.
Yeah. You when we're done with the milk carton, you fill it up with water. And shake it.
So the ketchup bottle.
You know, we're canceling each other out. Just like when we vote. Speaking of voting, darling, YOLO voters registrar. So if you're just joining us, when I was a kid, 18, when I first voted, was able to vote, I was a Democrat because I was young and stupid, am I right? But then I changed to Republican. And then we got our ballots for whatever election is coming up. We're not really sure. There's some sort of primaries and other offices up for grabs. But I got my vote, my ballot, and I'm a Democrat.
Yeah. And then I was confused.
Yeah.
I thought maybe, does everybody get a Democrat and a Republican? No, that doesn't make sense. You would only get one. You can't have two ballots.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Democrat voter fraud. Ever hear of it? Trump really won 2020. Biden hashtag not my prez. I have no idea. So I had to re-register. How did that happen? You hear about these stories, but for it actually to hit home.
So you confirmed that you were registered as a Democrat, even though you never changed from Republican to Democrat.
Yes. Yes.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
I secretly changed you.
I'm going to go hug a tree right now. And then you committed. Explain what happened, darling.
We both got our ballots in the mail.
Yeah.
I opened mine.
Yeah.
I'm registered Democrat, so I was looking it over.
Liberal.
And that's when we were opening yours and looking at it and noticed they were exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's how we discovered that.
Yes.
So our paperwork got all mixed up on our ottoman.
Yeah.
Envelopes, ballots, everything just strewn together.
Yeah.
So you and I each filled out a ballot.
Yeah.
And I was looking them over and I said, I don't know which goes in which envelope. Maybe it doesn't matter. They're interchangeable.
Yeah.
So I finished my ballot, sealed it in an envelope, licked it shut, wrote my name and my signature on the outside.
Yeah.
Then I noticed it has your name printed on the outside of the envelope where I just signed and printed my name.
Yeah. And then, so you voided my vote.
Yes.
And then, as a revenge tactic, I burned your vote. we just threw them away. I was like, I don't know. Should we just send them back with the opposite? Because there's barcodes on the ballot. There's barcodes on the envelopes. Do those have to match? And then our signatures are different.
I know.
Whatever.
So they're currently both in my purse, and I'm just going to shred them, I guess.
Yeah.
Democracy.
This is what I think of your free and fair election. And finally, I see here in my notes, honey, that I changed your brakes this weekend. Oh, wait. I changed your brake lights this weekend. No. I changed your brake light bulbs this weekend. I was intimidated, but it turns out the Kia, just like most cars, it's just a bunch of plastic slapped together. It was super easy. I watched a couple of people on YouTube undo a few screws, pop this, yank on that, pull this, push this. That's what he said. And voila. So I bought some bulbs. It was less than $5 for two of them. Two for four something. And they're Sylvania, they're a name brand, whatever. Got them from Amazon. And then, and so just to sort of exalt myself, to give me more cred, to make me more of a real man, I did some Googling and I found out that if you had taken your car to Meineke or whatever, Midas, and said, I need new brake lights, up to $200, okay? Because they would have paid. They would have way overpaid for the stupid bulbs, which again, I got two for $5, and they would have charged minimum 1 hour labor, $60, $80, $100. So I saved you a grip. It was super easy. I'm a real man. Did I prove myself to you, darling?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you were strutting around here when you were done
Oh my gosh,
with
my
your
hand.
chest puffed out.
Yeah, my hands were so dirty. I wouldn't wash them. I refused to. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up?
We'll edit it.
Again?
Edited.
You want to help me clean my room after
the
And oop.
And finally, what we're watching, honey. All of Us Strangers movie we really liked. Gay dude, not that that matters, who starts up a relationship with a guy in his building. That's one part of the movie. And then the other part is his parents, who died in a car accident when he was 12, suddenly come to life, and he's having a relationship with them as an adult. It's a trip, and it's beautiful. His relationship with his parents comes in three parts. One, like, wow, my parents are alive. We're listening to records. We're drinking some beer. We're having a grand old time. Second one, he comes out to his mom. His mom's like, not so sure about it. And then the third part, spoiler alert, I should have said that 20 seconds ago. The third part, they're like, son, we can't do this forever. We have to go. This is gonna end. Heartbreaking. I loved it. It was excellent.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Yeah.
Paul Mescal.
Yeah.
He's so hot in Hollywood right now.
there was one sexual act which I did not need.
There's a few scenes that are very graphic.
Yes, but one in particular I did not need, and not because it was guy on guy. If it was guy on girl, if it was girl on guy, I did not need to see that. I was like, what is this, Saltburn 2? Okay. But aside from that graphic scene, it's really quick. I thought it was a fantastic movie, and it sticks with me. Like good beef sticks to your rib kind of movie. American Nightmare, the Vallejo faux kidnapping. It's real kidnapping. Excellent documentary. It's on Netflix. So it's an adult napping. And girlfriend gets kidnapped. Boyfriend's like, oh my gosh, my girlfriend got kidnapped. People busted into her house and took her hostage, whatever. Vallejo police turn around, do not believe him, then begin to suspect him. Vallejo police, Keystone cops, idiocy abounds. Detective Matt Mustard, great name, one T on Matt. Got an award that year, and he was the one who started, I'm not believing in your story. You better tell me the truth. But excellent documentary, docudrama. It turns out the guy is just a rapist. I mean, he's a monster, and he has this very complicated kidnapping plan that he executes, that he carries out. But he just wants to rape some chicks. But yeah, guy's in that job. True Detective season one, I gave up.
We watched three episodes.
Yes.
I'm gonna continue.
All right, all right, all right. I can't even. First of all, do you like the how they set it up? So it's Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey, they're the detectives, and they're being interviewed separately about a case that they dealt with, whatever, a decade ago. I I'm like, why are they doing this?
That shall be revealed.
I kind of get it.
It will be revealed why it's happening, but you've given up, so you'll never find out.
Unnecessary. Well, I read ahead.
oh, yeah, you did.
And, hey, it's a weird guy doing weird stuff to gals. The end. And then Matthew McConaughey goes on these long soliloquies and philosophies on life, and this is why this is that, and this way is this, and I'm just like, there's good stuff there, but I think it's the writer just trying to show off. And
yeah, it goes on a bit too long.
Matthew McConaughey always plays Matthew McConaughey. Woody Harrelson is okay in it. It's too long. 8 episodes. It's too long. I don't need more of it. We tried to watch Ted. So they rebooted Ted as a sitcom, one camera sitcom on Peacock. We got through 15 minutes. I looked at you. You looked at me.
It was bad.
We were like, never again. We're still digging Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Not great, but
watchable.
Decent.
It'll pass the time till the new Below Deck episode's up.
Yes, and the new Vanderpump. By the way, Vanderpump, which is, as you said, stated, no one is likable in that show.
Yeah.
You hate everyone. But each person on that show, like, they don't even work in the restaurant anymore. That stupid, whatever, Lisa's Vanderpump restaurant. Best part about that show, which is all filmed in their houses and condos and apartments now, they all have a cat. Each person has a cat. Sometimes there's a dog in there too. So you throw a cat in a reality show, I'm there for it. Makes me think of Frankie. Makes me miss Frankie. Alrighty. Well, are we done, honey?
Yep.
Okay, we're done. Bye-bye.